I want to know if you have some ideas about particularly attracting African-American students up to Sonoma State in an area where they're not going to find black churches, where they're not going to find a strong African-American community, which is something that I miss coming from Washington, D.C. And other places I've lived. What do you create for them to feel comfortable here?
You know, it's an excellent question, because it's also one that I asked myself when I decided to join the as they say, Noma Nation. And when I talk with other black faculty and staff, it is a consideration. So as much as it is for students, it also is for the larger community. I think that that's a really fair question. And I think it speaks to what we call the dilemma of, if we don't come, then the numbers don't change. But then to come, what does that mean? What are we sacrificing by doing that in terms of our own culture? What I can say, and I'm talking to, you know, the regional audience here, knowing that this is my second week on the job. So I'm still learning all the demographics and still learning about all of how we've been responding historically, right? Because these aren't new issues. But I'm reminded of when I interviewed, and it was with a young African-American man who'd been on the campus for a while, who let me know that he had commuted about 10 years from Oakland before he decided to move here. And he did let me know that even in that time that he's since lived here, that the community has diversified in some ways. You know, we used to talk about, can I get my hair done? Is there a place for, you know, to just get my type of hair, you know, attended to? So I think things are changing, but it is not Oakland. And I don't think it's pretending to be other than what it is. And so it's up to us to kind of navigate that. On the campuses, you know, there are affinity groups that's been developed, I think, recently under our new vice president for student affairs, which would mean that there is a sense of coming together around one's race and culture that then creates this kind of a critical mass for people to kind of feel like they have community and they help them bridge the transition to a campus that otherwise may not look like or reflect them. And that's actually been, even the literature will say that that's a huge component of building community, for people to feel like they're part of that community and they want to stay in that community and do work in that community. So it may not be what we are accustomed to, and it certainly is a factor or consideration, but I think it is changing slowly. And in regard to the Latino population, because I know in working with that group over the years, proximity to home and place is very important. And I'm just really pleased, because I think of all the places in the CSU, Sonoma is perfect for a family who live in our region to just, you know, decide to come and live on campus for a year. You know, the cost of just being so close by, you know, it gets reduced. You get to have a real college experience. It is a beautiful campus if you haven't seen, to come visit. Our housing gets ranked the top in the nation often. And
they have those cool names named after wine.
Oh, they have a cool, exactly. It's like, this is a national kind of attraction. And so for families who feel like they don't want their son or daughter, or even for the student, not to go so far away, you know, we have everything right here.